And right now we're joined in the studio by Dave of LA Mood.
Hello. Hi.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for joining us
tonight.
Thanks
for having me.
Very keen to have you here.
That's great. And I found it.
Yeah, you found it finally. This it is dungeon of a
yeah. The foosball table got me. That was great.
Oh, yeah. I've been here for 3 years and I did not know that area existed.
Really?
There's a dance revolution there.
Yeah.
And
it's great.
I know what I'm going to do when I should be in class. So, yeah, you're here to talk about your new track, which is... great. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
I was listening to it today, like, and I was like, how have I not gotten onto this more, like, earlier? But great track, and you've got Ambrose of Murlocs on it, which I recognised as soon as I heard it. I was like, that's Ambrose. Come
yeah,
on
definitely. Yeah. So he came in and played harp on it, and then I was struggling to write lyrics and a melody for it, and then I called him and said, oh, do you want to have a go at it? And then about an hour later, he wrote back and said, yep, done. And I'm like, cool. So he did it in about 10 minutes. And he actually sang on it originally. But it started to sound a lot like a Murlocs track. So yeah. I had to go in and redo it. Yeah, yeah. So I went and re-recorded it with my voice. And, it turned out really well. It was great.
Works out fine.
Yeah.
And Highway Fidelity is, like, really bluesy and has, like, a bit of an Americana vibe. We're wondering if that's the direction you're taking with the upcoming EP as well?
It is a little bit. I guess I'm kind of influenced by, I mean, the title, the name of my band, LA Mood. Like,
yeah.
I kind of do like LA. I was thinking about moving there a few years ago, but not so much anymore. But now I'm stuck with the name. But, I guess so. Like, we do a lot of touring. I play with Courtney Barnett on drums, so we're in America a lot, and we sort of tour around, and we hear a lot of that music, so I guess it kind of rubs off.
Yeah, definitely, because I was thinking, looking at, like, the album cover, listening to the album, I was like, there's a big vibe going on here.
Yeah, definitely.
Someone loves LA.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
It ties in really well with Breakfast at Sassy's, which is the name of the EP, right? And then coming out through Hotel Motel Records.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's all road related, isn't it? Yeah, just living on a bus in hotels and stuff like that. Yeah.
Definitely. And because you play, like, drums with Courtney and do a bunch of other stuff as well, how the hell did you have time to do this?
Oh, this is, like, a work in progress over, like, 2 years, I guess, this EP. I record demos at home in my studio, and then when I'm in Portland, I've got a really good friend who's got a studio there.
That's handy.
And yeah, and he's great. And he used to be the bass player in Brian Jonestown Massacre. Ah. So he's playing on a lot of the EP that's coming out. And we just work really well together, and I love going in there. So I'm kind of in love with Portland now, so it might be called Portland Mood by the next time around.
Next one.
Yeah.
Name change.
Yeah.
For sure. And you're playing an EP, or you're having an EP launch at May 10th at the Merry Creek Tavern, which is with Hachiku.
Yes. Well, actually, I got some news today. Hachiku can't play
the
show. She's got to go back to Germany. She's got a very sick dog, it's like their favourite family pet. And
you got to go.
Yeah, definitely.
For the dog.
Yeah.
Don't blame the girl.
Yeah, for sure. So we've got Ray Caldwell from Baby Blue playing now, and Bob Harrow from Immigrant Union, who's also on the EP as well.
Oh,
so
amazing. Who else is on the EP?
Ambrose, Bob, Jess Ribeiro.
Amazing.
Yeah, she's incredible.
Yeah, we'll play one of her tracks last week.
Yeah, she's so good. And Bone Sloan from Courtney as well.
Who also plays in Bat Piss, who we just played.
Yeah, I heard that. I went to see them at the East and in Ballarat on Saturday night.
How was it?
It was so good.
Yeah.
It was great. Yeah.
I'm loving this emergence of, like, regional gigs. It's weird, but I'm loving it.
Yeah, totally. I've been to Castlemaine the last 3 weekends in a row.
Castlemaine has been getting so much.
Oh,
I remember
so good.
It was like 2 or 3 years ago. My friend was like, I'm going to see Dee Dee Dumbo in Castlemaine, which makes sense because he's from there. But I was like, what?
I saw him on Friday night, actually. He was at the venue. So, he's always there. Yeah.
He's local. Amazing. And what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought thinking about regional venues.
We were, Riley and I, earlier when we were doing a bit of research and preparing for tonight, we were laughing about the Merry Creek Tavern because we both know the area quite well, but and I know the name, but I've never actually, like, I can't even picture it in my brain, like, the street front.
Yeah. it's got a, it's right next to the West Garth Theatre, so it's just up from Terra Madre.
Because it's next to the bridge.
Yeah, and it's in that tiny little space.
Like, there's Terra Madre, there's West Garth, where is
it? Yeah, and I guess it was a bar at some point, and they've, Yeah, they've just put in a venue sort of halfway in the middle of it, and there's a really cool beer garden out the back. So, yeah, I should get the number of the place and tell people. But, yeah.
Is that, I might be totally imagining things, but is it owned by Mick Thomas?
I think so, yeah. Okay. Mick Thomas and Clanger, I think they used to, I mean, they've been doing venues for a long time, but, yeah, I think this is their new one.
That's cool. Yeah. Will you be playing in the beer garden there, or will you just be, like,
just in the main room, I think, yep. Yeah, and I had a look the other day, and it's the stage is kind of set up for folk singers and stuff like that. We're going to be crammed in there because there's a lot of guests and stuff like that. So, yeah.
That'll be a nice, cozy gig then.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
I reckon I'm going to go. After listening to the song so far, and I listened to your first EP as well because I just never listened to it ever, and I was like, oh, my God, this is great. I felt like it sounded, this is just me. But I thought it sounded a lot like Albert Hammond Jr.
Wow, that's awesome.
I thought it sounded like so much
Thank
like that.
You.
And
that's
I was
great.
Like, this is right up my alley.
Really?
Because I love him. He's like my favourite muso ever. But
awesome. I got Courtney on that one as well, so I was pretty lucky.
Oh, yeah that, I got that. I got that vibe. But yeah. loving your work so far, and I reckon, why don't we just go and play the song?
Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to share about Highway Fidelity before we get into it?
It's pretty self-explanatory, I reckon. But yeah, that's awesome. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks so much, Dave, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.